Hello, everyone. Welcome to Men in Orange Mini Talk on All Noah Zero for episode 11, Wind, Snow, and Stars. I'm J-Ro, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And Skyline.
Hello.
And this episode was crazy, we could say, as pretty much the entirety of the episode is about Sawsbomb and company finding the headquarters in Russia that our Earth heroes had stayed at, and he wants to kill the princess. And it's basically out at this point, they just want war, and Asylum is sort of frustrated because she's alive, but they just want war, and she kind of put blame on herself for it. And Edel Riccio tries to tell her, no, it's not your fault.
Right, it's like, you know, I'm like kind of on the fence of that. It's like 50-50, half our fault, half not. Mm-hmm. I mean, she went down there with good intention of peace, and you know, trying to be assassinated. That was kind of, that actually gave her the hint right off the bat that they don't want peace, you mm-hmm. know. But she also didn't know at the time it was not the humans or Earth people doing that, so it's fine. I mean, but yeah, I could see her doing that, putting the blame on herself.
I think it's kind of, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, I think it's kind of reasonable to blame her for it, because as you said, she wanted to come down, and then she, as we remember from the early episode, she couldn't get used to the gravity, so she sent a decoy there, and then that decoy died, and then that's right. that's what started this whole thing. So, you know, maybe not a high percentage, but she has some responsibility for this.
Right, yeah, that's true. I mean, if anyone, they're going to put the blame on her automatically, even if it's not her doing it herself, everyone else is going to blame her. Like Ray, at previous episode, you know, did kind of drill in her head that it is her fault. So that's maybe that's coming from that as well.
I still think it's all too convenient to blame her when you get right down to her. I mean, you know, it breaks down to kind of like a correlation and causation issue when you get right down to her, and proximity. You know, you're the closest, highest ranking Martian around here, so therefore it's your fault. And, you know, so it kind of goes that direction. I'm not entirely sold on the fact that rather she is blameful.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like modern day when people, as something happens in their country, they always blame the head of the country. You know, mm-hmm. like in America, we blame Obama for all this stuff. So it's like,
oh,
yeah,
goodness, the
see,
gas prices are too high.
Right, it's his like, fault. Yeah, exactly.
You don't, so, you don't exactly like, do things like that.
Thanks, Princess. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We're all getting killed. Thanks, Princess.
Well, I think we can all agree that Ray Regalia, more so than anybody else, is to blame for the war that goes on here. So,
indeed.
Sawsbomb arrives with Dioscuria, and we see a lot of different things, including a lolly driving a vehicle as Asylum drives, Edel Riccio drives Asylum to the Deucalion as they're about to take off.
Yeah, I would say that Hummer, and like, it can take a beating.
Uh huh.
There's the moment that I kind of rolled my eyes when they shot a missile right directly at it.
Exactly.
And
I was buying that a lolly can
right.
drive a vehicle.
And then Rayet shoots the missile right in front of the window. I'm like, wouldn't it? There still would be some kind of like shockwave, wouldn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the Hummer, you know, just
splash damage, as they would call
right,
it in video
splash
games.
Splash damage, exactly.
Yeah.
And then she's just driving through it. And just, but yeah, it was surprising to see her driving like Skyline was saying.
Everyone's packing marshmallow rounds in that show, because Rayette uh-huh. came, and you know, the soldiers behind cover with the size of that gun she's carrying around and the rounds that have come out of it, that should have gone through those boxes and through them easily.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, yeah.
But
know,
I think the princess has this, you know, body armor that's like protecting her from, you know, being shot right now.
Perhaps they equipped that jeep with some plot armor.
Right. Yeah.
Like that. That's the thing that I was talking about last week with shooting the handcuffs off of Slane. Like, why does everything have to be crazy or cool like that? And you got to shoot a missile, and it's still.
Especially when she hit that ramp and like flying through the air, I'm like, surely that thing doesn't have that kind of suspension. It hits the ground like nothing. It's fine. It's driving. But yeah, I guess like you said, just maybe for a cool factor, just like, oh, mm-hmm. look what they can do.
Yeah. So cool. But also something cool with Rayet, as you know, they sort of war's going on, and just so happens boom, boom. All right, a wall explodes. Hey, I can go. And then she gets in a mech.
Robot.
gets in a cataphract, excuse me, and defends a Salem.
He is right there. It's like, hey. Her defending a Salem was kind of weird. I'm like, what? last week you tried killing her. Now it's okay.
Well, she got a gift horse.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is she going to stay on that base or use the chaos and everything to escape?
Where would she go?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Where would she actually go?
You know, it's cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah, I wonder if at least for this first core, if we're not going to see her in the final episode. Because she didn't go up with the Deucalion people.
Mm-hmm, no.
You know, I don't really think you can just get a cataphract up to that landing castle by yourself.
No.
We'll have to see. So, getting to the landing castle is what the group on the Deucalion does. And Inho is basically the guy that's coming up with the plan. And I think Yukine was speaking for a lot of fans of the show when she's sort of talking about, you know, how do you come up with this and stuff, and just like sort of begging him to almost kind of like to show a certain amount of emotion.
Right, yeah. But at the same time, I found her to be slightly annoying. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, all the chaos is going on. Like, it's kind of weird that you would think she'd be more seasoned as a soldier versus her. Mm-hmm. Brother who acts like he's seen, you know, all this war, and it's like the way he's taken it is war. He's not gonna play around, and she's just like freaking out, like she's mostly scared of him. I'm like, that's gonna get herself killed, you know. Okay. If you're worried about someone else,
oh yeah,
you're gonna get yourself killed. I mean, that's why I can see easily happening with her. But yeah, him making that plan was kind of, you know, main character, you know, they always do these grand scheme, the big plan.
So with Inho clutching onto that talisman as he was he holding her death flag?
Right, I was thinking that too. I'm mm-hmm. like, he's obviously showing some kind of emotion right there through his actions, not through his mm-hmm. face, but through what he does. That's the big thing about his character, yeah. It's like, why else would he keep that? He's keeping it close for some reason. I mean, he's obviously thinking about her,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe in his own way.
Yeah, I think Yukiha has been a character that's always been in the higher percentage of possibility of death, and maybe that could happen by next episode or so, or that
right.
could, or if it's a cliffhanger and they reveal, oh, maybe she died, that possibly she didn't. So
yeah, I'm thinking it's gonna be used as like a, you know, gotta give the main character a power up, so get rid of someone he likes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they have to snap and something yeah. happens to them. Yeah. I just see that playing out in the second half, like you were saying.
It's a rule that I think of with in terms of death in anime. I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves. Is that you take away a character that's not significant to the plot, but has importance to character emotions. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like Yukiha fits that bill.
Right, and she's gotten kind of lucky here. I mean, the first time she fought, she almost died. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's been kind of lucky.
And the plan to get on the landing castle is to get the Deucalion way up high in the sky and then drop the cataphracts down and have some decoy cataphracts in there that are just basically like balloons and stuff that they can hit. And there was one little moment of something that would look like quality, capital, all caps there, with the balloons, but elsewise it was a pretty interesting scene to see them fall down and eventually land on the castle, and even Inho using something that Yukiha was kind of like, what? You used us to...
Right. My favorite line, the whole part of that was like, that one girl's freaking out, it's, I don't want to be shot down, he's like, the moment you started thinking that, you're going to get shot there, his
mm-hmm.
head blown off his robot. I was like, wow. But it just shows you more about his character, that he's not super confident, that guy that got his head blown off. So I'm like, it makes sense.
That's maybe that will satisfy the death quotient for the episode.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the balloons, though, those are the deaths, and those are pretty sad. You know, rest in peace, giant neck balloons. you would think the enemy would be like, hey, those aren't CGI. Why don't I shoot nukes? But I don't know. My whole thing was like, why would you go straight, you know, in the sky like that? Why couldn't you just attack head on? But I'm like, I guess they get blown apart if they go head on against the castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that works. But I want to say the music during that whole scene is like, oh yeah, it was just getting everyone pumped. I like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think they used the song that's on the OST, No Differences.
Mm-hmm.
I typically, when it comes to singers singing in English, I kind of like Amy Blackschlager, I believe the name is.
Right, yeah, yeah.
More than most. Because it's not like with Mika Kobayashi where she's mixing the Japanese and the English and the Germans. Like,
yeah.
Which words are which?
Right.
I don't know what language you're speaking. But anyway, so that happens. They arrive on the landing castle. Deucalion has to go up against Dioscuria, and not really go up against because Dioscuria just basically shoots at it and stuff, and then Deucalion is falling down and it's in shambles. So what does Magbarez decide to do? Just land right on the castle and then boom, nose first.
YOLO, let's go. Mm-hmm. Smash this castle.
Yeah.
I mean, when he popped up, I was just like, oh crap. Because in Gundam Seed, they use that scene a lot too, where, you know, they got the main ship and they're getting tore apart, and someone pops up right in front of them, like in front of the control deck, and it's like, you're thinking these characters are gonna get blown out of the sky, they're gonna die. But yeah, he showed up. I was like, oh crap, like it's not, that's not good. So, but yeah, you said they smashed it into the castle, and that, you, I'm like, oh, I wonder who survived that, because that's not a very good landing.
Yeah, you have to think like Nina, who is right up there on the bridge, moving it around. Maybe she'll be hurt.
Right, yeah. So then I was like, well, I guess you can count the ship not being in the next half because it pretty much got destroyed, I think. So
I wonder if that seems ridiculous, if you could just bring it back. Like,
right, it would be,
you have some all-NOAA technology.
I was about ready to say that very same thing. You know, they can bring it back with all-NOAA technology.
Yeah, I'm like, what is it, a transformer? It just gets fixed? You know, power of hope, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it can transform. I mean, we've seen a different form of it in flashbacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you have that on the landing castle, then things can really get explosive there.
What do you guys think of the princess in her new military outfit? I'm like, yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. She's wearing like the flight uniform thing. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
It's kind of unfortunate, but they never really did much with it. That they gave her the call sign of Princess One.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Who would do that? Unless it was for yet another decoy for the character, you know?
Just right,
like,
it's like the enemy would be here. Where's the princess? I don't know, maybe check Princess One. That should have been Inuhu's robot. Princess One. But dude, I like his robot, though. His cataphracts are all decked out with, like, missiles and armor and weapons. I'm like, damn.
Gosh, overkill.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing is huge. But as I mentioned before, much more mobile than past ones that we've seen. Any other thoughts on this episode, guys? Any other topics to bring up?
I'm just anxious to see what they do with the next episode, how they're going to end it, what's the cliffhanger going to be. My prediction is going to be maybe it's the alien pointing her gun at someone, and if you don't see who she's pointing it at, and that's where it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down to that. That opening has to, you know, that whole thing still kind of plays in my mind. And Saz Bomb, they won't get rid of him easily. He's going to obviously probably escape or get away or something. They won't get rid of him right now. He's like the main villain right now.
If ever I am in a firefight and I am in an APV, I want a lowly as a driver.
Of course, yeah.
Get me anywhere. You know, drive through those five crashing helicopters.
Yeah.
She's on it.
The picture of her sort of smiling as there's bullet shots in the window just
right.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, that was pretty good. What do you guys think about Slane? What's he going to be doing? It's like, I'm curious what he's going to do. I'm like,
is
he
going
to help
really?
Or is he going to, you know?
Well, he has the means to fly to the landing castle we saw where how he arrived on that vehicle. So, if anything, he'll probably just go there.
And it can carry a cataphract, so we know that for a fact. So
right.
That might be Reyes' ride right there.
Maybe see a team up between, you know, Inuho and Slane for one last time. I hope so.
Let's go kick.
I want to see them at least meet each other. Like, oh, it's you, that guy. Like,
Yeah, that seems like a potential great way to end this first core.
yeah, it would be it.
All right, and we have one more episode left to talk about in this season of All Noah's Heroes. So thank you for listening this week. We hope you join us next week when we talk about the first core of All Noah's Heroes in its entirety, in addition to episode 12. So for Fosh, for Skyline, I'm Jero. We will see you on the finale.